So we've got some great questions from the audience I want to throw out to the panel, but one more question back to you, John, because this is something that Dr. Morgenstein brought up when we chatted, which is a really kind of simple question. Is some type of maintenance in metastatic adenocarcinoma, you know, sort of standard of care at this point?
My answer would have been different before JMEN, because I think if you looked at these maintenance studies before, the differences were pretty small. Given the JMEN results, that's a really pretty big difference. And so I think if patients are able to tolerate chemotherapy, I offer it to everybody as a standard. Now, I think if somebody really has minimal residual disease, I'm very comfortable just keeping a very close eye on it with the idea of starting second-line therapy very early. I think the thing I don't want to happen is to lose the chance for second-line chemotherapy. So if we're not using maintenance, I try to have a very quick trigger for starting second-line therapy.
Corey, I'm curious about your approach just generally outside of protocol setting to maintenance. And do you change what you do based on whether there's a response or not, or how much of a response there is?
So I standardly use it. I would argue it's a standard of care. It's not necessarily the standard of care. If we're intellectually honest, you look at each of these trials, none of them featured mandatory crossover to the maintenance arm at the time of progression in the control. If they had done that and we had seen the same survival advantage across the board, I think it would be the standard of care as opposed to a standard. So I'll standardly use it. If the data from the Paramount and some of the other trials, particularly with pemetrexed, have shown that you have a similar survival advantage, whether you had stable disease on the original regimen or a clear-cut response. So again, I'll persist with the regimen that's worked. And if the patient's tolerating it, I won't switch. One of the biggest issues is the patient comes back EGFR mutated after they've started chemo. You have three choices: switch, maintenance, or delay until they've actually had disease progression. Again, if they're not tolerating chemo well or not responding to chemo, it's a no-brainer, you're going to switch.
That was actually the exact case they had in the New England Journal, you know, case series they started. Leisha Sequist discussed that same situation.